Unlike the No Child Left Behind law that it's replacing, the Every Student Succeeds Act allows for more flexibility in how states distribute funds and other measures. Included in that flexibility is the ability to determine how the lowest performing first state schools will be selected to receive additional federal funding and for how long. Currently under ESSA, those schools will only have 4 years to get back up to speed and meeting goals. But what happens next is open for discussion. President for the Delaware Association of School Psychologists, Katie Eakin, says 4 years of additional funding may not be enough, with many initiatives taking at least 3 years to implement school-wide.
A lot of the focus I've noticed, and even in this law, is very academic. And that is the primary focus. We're just going to fix these academics and not looking at the whole child and what the other things may be that are contributing to that.
She and other school psychologists went to the meeting and are trying to receive inclusion in helping address underlying causes leading to schools lagging behind academically.
We did review the draft of ESSA, and despite attending some of the discussion groups and the previous community conversations, we're still not included in that law, whereas school counselors are.
They'd also like to see different options, including things like intensive therapy, for those students with the highest level of need. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.